What up? It is Sports MacGuffins number 18. Nick, Corey, and Daryl back once again. And today we'll be talking about the weekend that was, all the things going on in the world of sports. But we also want to make this a special episode too, because we were thinking about it. And God, there's nothing quite better, quite as good as just those terrible, terrible sports sayings. You know what I'm talking about. Corey, Corey introduced us to one right before the show started. Corey, what was it?
That really salts my cracker.
Yeah, that's a good one. Daryl has his own that he has told me for years to use.
Oh, yeah. You know, Nick, when all the scoring going back and forth in the Oklahoma State game, you might say that was a whole lot of spaghetti.
So stupid.
There's some other ones that I really hate, like the phrase tickles the twine.
Who tickles twine? What is it?
That is a basketball term for when it's nothing but net.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
And he tickles the twine. It's like, oh,
I really wanted, Daryl was really pushing for you, when you're on the radio, Daryl was really pushing for you to say the spaghetti thing, and I really wanted to hear it just one time on the radio. It'd been the best thing ever.
That's Nick, a lot of spaghetti. Yeah.
Nick, you would have replaced, Nick, I'm going to make a bold prediction here. You would have replaced Mike Greenberg on Mike and Mike, Nick, if you would have said a whole lot of spaghetti.
It'd have been Mike and Nick.
That's a hot take.
Yep.
Bad take.
Man, even going off of that, I have met both Mikes, and one held me in his arms.
Very good. Nick, big sports guy over here.
It wasn't sexual or anything. I just slipped in a patch of ice, and he screamed, Jesus, and picked me up.
That's wonderful.
Then they met eyes.
Yeah, we did. There was a moment where our eyes met. I am in your debt, sir. Oh.
What the hell was that supposed to be?
And then they realized that it just couldn't be. So they went their separate ways.
Was that like the accent from like Scrooge, like the little kid with like a broken leg or some shit?
What? No, I was just going for,
like a sad child accent.
Sort of feminine sounding, but I guess it wasn't close.
You sounded like a sad child.
Oh! Yeah, okay, so yeah, today we'll also be talking about annoying sports cliche, sports sayings that people have. And if you have any, please leave them in the comments of this episode on Podomatic.
I have some wrestling ones we'll talk about later. I have some wrestling ones.
Wrestling has a lot of shitty sayings.
All right, we'll get to a few of them here in a little bit, but I just wanted to throw that out at the gate just because it's so stupid. Really salts my cracker.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about it, boys. College football back at it. It was an exciting week in that chaos did not reign supreme. Instead, the top 10 take care of business. And
I
basically,
chaos.
Yeah, everyone in the top 10 survived or did fine. Actually, I don't really think there were any close matchups for the top 10. Even the 24 Auburn Georgia game, which was ranked, nah. LSU had a little bit of trouble with Arkansas.
Arkansas scored 14 points in the fourth quarter to make it
that game
close.
Was kind of out of reach.
I mean, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma absolutely had a tough time with Oklahoma.
It was bedlam, guys.
We'll see. Oh. You know what it is? Oklahoma knows how to stop a two-point conversion, and the Texas defense didn't. And that's why we have an extra loss.
Now, that's the difference between the two of
them.
That
was against West Virginia. Oklahoma State didn't do that to us. We just sucked ass against them.
You know what the other difference between them is? A W for Texas. Hey-o!
Ho!
Texas.
That's true.
Texas has had a close one with Texas Tech, which was a lot closer than it should have been.
Well, they were up by 17 points with like 6 minutes left, minutes left. And then they gave up 17 points.
That was a rather impressive
pretty quickly.
Thing. And a game I didn't even get to watch. I saw Daryl's reaction.
I left a string of expletives in our Discord channel.
Yeah. Did they recover an onside kick? I didn't get to see it, but I think Texas Tech got an onside kick.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to fucking happen.
It's rare, but it does happen. It just never happens.
Of course it happened to Texas.
It never happens for your team. I can think of one time in the past 10 years. Nope. That's not even right. I can think of one time in the past 12 years that I've seen a team I root for get an onside kick. And it was the Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys, yeah.
In a Monday night football game against the Buffalo Bills. Tony Romo had thrown 5 interceptions.
Jesus.
No, Christ. He had thrown 4 interceptions and lost a fumble.
Your favorite quarterback.
Yeah, but then after that, he got it together. He led them on a trek down the field. They got the onside, and then he took them down in the 2-minute drill and got them the score for the win. It was
I guess Arkansas. I say Arkansas scoring 17 points on LSU seems like a big deal, but it was all in garbage time, so gives shit.
Oh, LSU's offense.
Yeah, Oklahoma State's weird. Like I felt like it sucked after they beat us because they went out and lost the next week, and then they come and play Oklahoma to 1 point.
Oklahoma State is in a weird flux position this year.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to describe it because they're good on offense, but their defense is really bad against the run.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, in fairness, Oklahoma's defense is also awful.
Oh, man, Taylor Cornelius threw for 500 yards, though. That's insane.
That's a lot.
That's the kind of numbers I put up when I play NCAA football.
I will say, he has a silly nickname.
What's his nickname?
I'm pretty sure they were, when they were playing us, I think all the people online were calling him Corn Dog.
God damn it. How did I know
Jesus
that was going to be it?
I
had another one to the list. Bad nicknames.
Corn Dog.
Corn Dog.
Fantastic.
That's the kind of nickname you give to yourself when nobody else comes over one for you.
I don't know.
Reminds me of George Costanza in Seinfeld wanted to be called T-Bone. Corey doesn't get that reference because he didn't watch the show.
I didn't watch Seinfeld.
He didn't watch Seinfeld. He didn't watch The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Corey? You are officially not a 90s kid.
Very good.
The record
did
show.
You watch King of the Hill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
At least some of it. Oh. Well, just outside the top 10, Nick, Kentucky showed their true colors and lost to Tennessee.
Oh, yep. Man.
One of the worst teams in the SEC.
Yep. And they're still number 11 in the college football.
They didn't just lose to Tennessee. They lost 24-7.
Yep.
How are they still that high? I don't understand.
I don't know. Oh, because they're in the SEC, Nick.
They're 7-3 now.
When Ohio State got dominated, they dropped like 12 spots.
They beat Florida, and that's it. That's their only win, is they
Kentucky?
Beat Florida.
Oh, yeah. And they should have lost to Mizzou. Got bailed out.
Their non-conference schedule is Murray State, Middle Tennessee State, and Louisville, which is a garbage game.
I mean, and they're in the SEC East.
Central Michigan.
Oh, wait. So. It looks like Kentucky did drop to 17 in the current rankings.
Oh, okay.
Good.
They
lost to Tennessee.
Okay.
I'm looking at last week's rankings.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I have two windows open, the schedule for next week and the results from last week.
Yeah, this is the results still say last week's rankings.
17 and 11 look very similar when you have bad vision like I do.
That's true.
It's true.
Oh, man. Kentucky, I don't think, was a great team. I mean, they're doing better than they usually do at football, obviously. But
I mean, yeah, it's honestly a miracle.
It's pretty bad to lose to Tennessee that bad.
It is interesting to see. So we're looking now at the college football rankings that had just come out earlier today. By the way, we're recording this here on Tuesday, November the 13th.
See what's going on here.
So Texas,
SEC bias reigns supreme with LSU
Texas
at number 7.
Sits behind Penn State and Florida. Maybe Florida, but I think Texas would be Penn State.
I don't think Penn State's great either. Well,
it doesn't help that Trace McSorley has had like a nagging injury.
Yeah, that's kind of sucks. Penn State moved up 6 spots this week, and Texas moved up 4.
Let's see. What is Penn State's biggest win? It is...
yeah, cool.
Iowa.
Iowa's not even ranked anymore.
Right. Iowa. Because
they lost to the greatest Big Ten team, Northwestern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Northwestern couldn't win outside the Big Ten. Comes to the Big Ten, leader of their division.
Yep. They've already clinched with two conference games left.
Northwestern, 6-4 on the year, 6-1 in the Big Ten, guys. Big Ten is great.
The Big Ten is really...
Big Ten. That's embarrassing.
I mean, if Michigan bad. If Michigan goes down...
Oh, God.
That's it.
Okay.
Speaking of which, when do Michigan and Ohio State play?
The next week.
I played the last weekend of the regular season.
All right. Well, that game will basically decide whether the Big Ten is in or not.
Northwestern lost to Duke, Akron. And then, in all fairness, they lost to Notre Dame and Michigan. So, I mean, they barely lost to Michigan. It was 20-17. They lost to Duke and Akron.
Well, let's look ahead to this upcoming weekend.
All right.
For college football, because this becomes the weird point of the year, right? There's so many great weeks of the season, and then you hit the week or a week or two before Thanksgiving, and this is a rare week because it is the weekend before Thanksgiving right now. So we have a weird set of matchups that don't really matter. The question I posed in our rundown sheet was, is there a game that is interesting to you? Now, obviously, Texas is always interesting to us because we're Texas fans. But that being said, they are two ranked teams. Texas, number 15, and Iowa State, number 16, going head-to-head. Iowa State has been on fire since they made the change at the quarterback position and have really played well, like dangerously well, to the point where this game probably scares me. And I probably am... talking more confident than I should be. I think Texas has a really good shot, but we'll see what happens there. And Texas,
with that defense, it's not guaranteed.
Yeah, with that defense, you never really know. But then
I have to say that looks to be the going to be the closest, like most competitive game in the top 25, I would think. Possibly. I don't know that Alabama Citadel game.
Yeah, this is the thing I'm talking about. Christ. This is the SEC second cupcake week. The week where they get to take a little breather, have a cup of tea on the field, basically hold someone's face in a pile of mud while they gurgle for air.
Yeah, Georgia playing UMass.
Yeah, all these teams, they gotta rest up for their big big rivalry games next week, like Georgia against Georgia Tech.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
And Kentucky against Louisville.
That's a tough one too.
So they gotta play these warm up games here, or else they won't be ready. Florida against Florida State, they need a rest.
I mean, interesting to me, West Virginia and Oklahoma State, just because I would like West Virginia to lose that game.
Well, and Oklahoma State again has been up and down. If their offense shows up, that could be a hell of a shootout between the two.
Yeah, if Corn Dog does his thing.
Good old.
And then the other like good ranked game. Surprise! I didn't know Syracuse was number 12, but Syracuse Notre Dame, because Notre Dame hasn't really dominated people.
They haven't had to.
So it's feasible they could lose at any given time. And this is at Yankee Stadium, apparently.
If Notre Dame loses this game, it removes them completely from the college football playoff.
Oh, certainly. If they lose any of their games, they're
right. Yeah. But they don't have a championship.
They don't
game.
Have a schedule.
They don't have a strong.
I mean, in all fairness, schedule. Though, they did beat Michigan.
They did.
So I don't think Michigan deserves to be ranked above them suddenly. So,
no, that's where you'd be wrong, apparently.
If they lose, you think Michigan gets the nod? I don't think that's fair.
Like, if Notre Dame
fucking
loses?
Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, to Syracuse, who is apparently ranked number 12.
Yeah.
Yep. Syracuse, other than Michigan, is their second best game. Their other games haven't really, you know, they beat Stanford, who was 7 at the time, but has turned out to be a dud.
Yeah, certainly.
Virginia Tech, dud. Florida State, dud. Northwestern, I mean, okay, I guess.
Yeah, LSU.
Well, Northwestern.
Oh, my God. Really LSU plays Rice now. This weekend. I guess the other
LSU
game...
LSU is playing Rice, yeah.
The other game that's potentially interesting in the sense that it could be upset Central, and then we'd be done with this damned... They're undefeated. They should go to the national championship discussion. UCF is taking on, they're ranked 11, even though they're undefeated, blah, blah, blah. They're blah, blah, blah. They have a weekend, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they're in that tough American conference.
And then they're taking on number 24, Cincinnati.
Who should have been undefeated but blew it.
Yes. They blew it.
Just like South Florida, who blew it and should have been undefeated for next week against UCF.
That could be a really fun game, I think.
Yeah. Oh, man. I just read a thing. Maryland's quarterback tore his ACL. Jesus Christ. Sorry, I just saw that on the sidebar of ESPN.
Man, I hope the coach didn't grab him before he got fired.
Oh yeah.
God. Ripped it out of the fucking joint. Yeah.
Oh, before he got fired.
Yeah. Jeez, man.
UCF and USF in the battle of teams.
UFs that aren't Florida.
That aren't really where they say they are.
Yeah, not a lot of...
Because University of South Florida is in Tampa, and if you've ever been to Florida, Tampa is not in South Florida.
Where's Central Florida?
Tampa's in Central Florida.
Oh,
Central Florida is near Orlando.
Is UCF in Orlando?
Yes.
Yeah,
which isn't Central Florida.
Which is, I'll take it.
Is that Central? Okay.
I guess.
But USF is not South Florida by any...
I mean, if anything, like, Central Florida to me would be like Tallahassee, or is that like North?
Tallahassee's north. That's okay. Northwest.
I don't know what Central Florida is because it has like it's a weird panhandle thing going on the left side.
It's a penis.
Isn't it like a boot or some shit? Like a shoe? Or a gun. Why is it a penis? What?
It's America's wang.
No! God damn it.
Nick, I'm going to override you. It does not look like a penis.
It does not look like a penis.
It looks like a dangly penis.
Oh my god.
Ready to shoot a load of freedom into Cuba.
I mean,
that hasn't happened yet.
Well, they tried. It didn't work.
It's got a little drip coming
like
off.
I got
of
a
it,
load of freedom piece. For you.
It was more of a spurt of freedom. Some pre-con. No, this is bad. This is a sports podcast. I'm sorry.
Stop this.
I'm sorry. I'd like to apologize on behalf of everyone. So, in summary, this past week of football, enjoyable football, not a lot of chaos. I didn't get to watch a lot of it anyway because
I didn't watch a lot of it either.
Yeah.
Yep. I was at a conference, Latin conference. Oh, by the way, Nick, when I was at the Latin conference, I was having we had lunch and I was talking to one of the teachers. And she was Shane Buechel's Latin teacher. Shane Buechel, the backup quarterback at UT.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a small world. Why didn't you ask her to be on the podcast?
That's what you thought of, Nick.
And apparently, here's some inside information, Nick.
All right,
Shane Buechel's mom makes great brownies.
So, yeah, I'll just show up to her house.
We talking about some brownies?
No, I don't think they're special.
She just makes very delicious brownies. So
apparently for high school teachers.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to grease them wheels, you know?
Yeah, you got to grease them up for the...
So there's your inside information. There's your reporting.
I like that.
From the Sports MacGuffins.
Sports MacGuffins, where we go deep unintentionally.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Nick, but when I go deep, I do it intentionally.
I don't.
An accident.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's just trying to. Oh, whoopsie! My bad.
My bad. Why are we talking? Why did I say that? All right, continuing.
We're ruining our podcast, guys. All right.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, we really are. Okay, so that does it for college football.
I will say I did not get to watch NFL on Sunday either, really.
I didn't get to...
We're going to talk about that next.
What? Yeah. I didn't get to watch quite as much as I'd liked, but...
I missed the Dallas game because we went and threw axes at a wall.
We did go and throw axes. Daryl and
new
I
new favorite sport, boys. Axe throwing.
Daryl and I are okay, and Corey is excellent at it.
I have a certificate that says I am the champion.
And I got really... I wasn't mad.
Axe throwing, and they were heckling me.
I was heckling. Horribly. I was screaming, farm boy!
You're a cheater.
Farm boy even heckling me. Daryl was calling me a cheater.
Yep. I like to think that I was getting the axes in the deepest, if you know what I mean.
You're
oh
deep
my
intentionally.
God.
I know what you mean.
I mean, I kept yelling things like, Do you remember the sound of the lambs, Clarice, screaming in your ears as you brought the axe down upon them?
Yes. Yes, I do. Feels good.
Just yelling at
Daryl,
you. And then eventually I was like, bah!
Daryl was firing the axes at the wall with such force.
It was fun.
I was like, holy. Like, Daryl didn't even have arc on his axe. It was just fucking flying straight at the wall.
I'll say this.
There were a few times where I had to, like, really plant my feet to pull the axe.
Yeah, it was pretty. It seemed like it was going pretty hard. I dominated, by the way. So
you welcome. Did. When I was learning how to do it, I was terrible at it initially, but I got better. So.
Yeah, Nick, I couldn't. Well, I dominated throwing two-handed. I could not throw one-handed for shit. I don't know why.
Well, I sidearm really bad, so.
Yeah, you were fucking throwing, like, sidearm throws, and it was, like, doing this crazy fuck spin. I was like, that's never going to work.
I wanted to embed it sideways.
It was, you chopped some wood off of the board.
Dude, I annihilated that board.
It was pretty bad.
It was bad. Like, there were, most of the time when you hit, right, like, it would just embed itself, and you could pull it out. But, like, yeah. I hit it to the point where, like, wood shavings were like hitting me in the fucking face.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I saw those pop off. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, I think
a lot
the guys
of fun.
Like, oh my God.
Would recommend axe throwing. Yeah,
would recommend. Activity.
Might I dare say that it's even better than cornholing?
It is better than cornhole. I think it's a better sport than cornhole.
Axe throwing, the new cornhole. Oh, yeah. No. If you combine, it sounds bad.
You should not do axe throwing in your backyard unsupervised.
I was going to say,
you can cornhole drunk on your own. You can't axe throw drunk on your own because you'll kill somebody.
You shouldn't axe throw into a cornhole.
New game, throwing axes at a cornhole board.
Thanks, Dick. Tear that hole apart. Tear that hole apart.
That cornhole. What if that Cornelius's guy's name was... Nickname was Cornhole.
Oh, man. Opportunity missed.
Damn it, this guy. Corn dog's way shittier.
Mama, there goes that man. Another really stupid sports saying.
Yeah.
It's only used by one person.
I think I've heard one other person use it. I want to say it's the college basketball color guy for CBS. I can't remember his name. But I think he has also said it.
Okay. Daryl, hit me with a shitty wrestling one.
A nice shitty wrestling one is when they say, oh, they're building separation.
The like, fuck does that mean?
Yeah, like he knocks the guy down. Oh, he's building separation so he can build some momentum. He's gaining momentum.
What does building separation mean?
I don't know. Michael Cole says it like every match. And it's it's so dumb.
It doesn't even mean anything.
Well, here, I'm gonna let you in on a secret from the other side. Is sometimes you're just looking to fill the space with a word.
Yeah.
Because I actually have called. Okay, so I've never done play by play, like for real. Like, I'll sit here and I'll screw around with y'all. Like, he's going to the hole and he slams it down. You know, but like.
Yeah.
If I. When I was in college, I was with Texas Student Television. And they had access to 3 games of volleyball for the University of Texas that would be on Time Warner Cable. And we would run the broadcast. It was a live setup. So it's like everybody got to experience something. So there were people who got to experience the cameras live, who got to experience the booth, you know, in the car live. And then like a line producer who was there, and then there was the play-by-play guy, and then there was me, who was the color guy. I didn't know.
You were the color commentator?
I was a color commentator
in
for
college,
3 games
for, a volleyball game.
For college volleyball. The week before, I knew literally nothing about college volleyball. It was horrific.
So you know there were 6 players on each side.
Mm-hmm, I did. I learned the terminology, a dig and
dig spike.
Spike. No, they don't. They don't like that one.
Oh, block.
It's a dig and a set. There's a block.
Oh, set and blocking. And what's what do you what do they call spiking?
They call that a score, or what was it? I don't remember that one anymore. But they don't like spike.
All right, Nick. Here's an impromptu. Nick doesn't know anything.
Hmm?
About volleyball?
Ah, how do you even phrase it?
What?
Hmm?
Who's you just the, make up a Nick what, doesn't know anything What's the player right
that
now?
Has the different uniform on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was, oh, God.
I actually knew that at one point, but I don't anymore.
I did, too. One of my students was that on the team.
The setter?
No.
I don't remember. Oh, God bless it. What was her title?
Oh, okay. I remember now.
She got, like, special treatment, right?
Yeah.
No, what was she called? I can't remember.
The libero.
Okay, that is not what I remember, but okay.
Brilliant. What is the rules for that? Why is that person have a different uniform?
Let's see. Six positions, volleyball. Learning volleyball.
Because usually they rotate it around in a circle and everybody has to kind of be in a different spot, I mean, but I think that person gets, like, sweet freedom to do whatever they want or some shit.
Everybody's kind of doing anything to prevent it from hitting the court. So, like, there were many
times.
But
you have, like, a position you stand in.
Right. I mean, like, you have to rotate. Job.
You have to rotate, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Everyone has to rotate in the circle. But I think that person can go anywhere or some shit. They can do what they want. I forget what the actual rules are. I'm sorry for people that know how to play volleyball.
I just remember. Yeah, I'm very sorry. This is at least.
Daryl, I want you to tell me what that person gets to do.
This is at least 10 years ago.
I used to do camera.
Yes.
Yeah, Daryl did camera. He not at the time I did it, though. I think it was like a year before.
And I hurt my... And they're all tall because it's a big school, so they're like all 6'4". And I was on the floor camera, and I kept clipping their heads, the top of their heads, out of the shot because my arm was tired and I couldn't hold it up anymore. He was like, "You gotta hold the camera up. I can't move my arm."
I remember it's like, "Oh, he goes down for the dig and they score." It's like, "Oh," I'd be like, "Oh man, what you really love about that play is that she was able to go down and dig it up really well."
Okay.
And then set it so well. And then they were able to score because of the way that they set it up.
Wow, Nick.
No, I don't remember how. I was better than that. I read a lot about all the rules and stuff.
Okay, so I went and looked this up. They're a defensive specialist, which is what I thought. Yeah,
they're the ones that go diving.
So I don't think they stand. They don't ever have to, like, be in the front or something. They're good at, like, the digging. There you go.
Yeah.
It's visible to the. They're different. They have a different uniform, so it's visible to the referee that they can freely switch into the back row position.
Basically, they're. They have carte blanche to go where they want.
Yeah, so usually it's not a tall ass person. So you want the tall people in the front doing blocking. So you'll have like the libero switch with the person. If the tall person's in the back row, you can have that person switch. Because the libero usually is good at digging, I think, is what their job is usually.
All right.
So there you go.
You know, this all started today. With us talking about the game.
Now,
we didn't get to watch.
Let's continue our NFL discussion.
And you can only have one libero on the court at a time. NFL now.
NFL now. The game we didn't get to see because of the axe throwing. That Corey didn't get to see because of the axe throwing. Daryl and I watched it fine at the restaurant.
Oh, I went home and saw
went
the score.
To a pizzeria. We had a pizza
place.
Not a lot
spaghetti,
of spaghetti,
though.
What was here off topic for Political MacGuffins? Was that the pizza place for?
Yeah,
that
was it.
Was pizza
we were there. Yeah, it was.
No,
it was the same pizza
place. No. Pizzagate
was
East Side Pies.
Oh, is it East Side? Uh-huh. Okay, never mind. Sorry.
People,
I didn't go.
If you don't know what
don't
Pizzagate
look it up.
Is,
you don't need to know it.
Don't,
it's not real.
Don't worry about it.
It's the dumbest. It's the dumbest shit. We're not going to talk about it. If you want to look it up,
it's
you can look it up.
It's the stupidest shit ever.
Don't do it. It's the dumb shit. It's dumb shit for dumb people.
I just thought that was the place, but it was the other one they were talking about going to. That was what it was.
Right, so we went to Via 313.
Detroit-style pizza pies.
Detroit
What
pizza
is a Detroit-style
pie?
Pizza pie?
So
what makes it different from Chicago?
So Chicago is designed in a circle still, and the cheese and stuff is underneath the sauce. So the sauce is the thing that's on the very top. So like your toppings and your cheese are underneath it.
Of which style?
That's Chicago.
I've actually never eaten Chicago style pizza either.
Detroit style is like a square or a rectangle. And so like the edges are all really crisp. Like you're kind of going for the crisp thing. It's also a super thick crust. And then so you got your cheese on top like you normally do, and then your toppings. But instead of there being like a sauce that's consistently like under the cheese or like on top of the entirety of the cheese, it's like in a line on top of the cheese. So it's like in every bite you get a bit of it, but it's not overwhelming.
Because what you want, Corey, you want that cheese to melt and then stick to the pan and get crispy.
Right, it's a crispier cheese.
And you bake it at a really high temperature, like 600 degrees.
Super high.
Like put your oven on cleaning temperature and put the pizza in there.
No, that's not good for you.
Yep, you
should. I don't think you should make that at
home. You should right now. Everyone listening to this podcast,
you should have a brick oven.
Put your oven on clean mode.
Buy a brick. Create a brick oven.
Yeah, I'm just going to build a brick oven. That's the easiest solution to this problem. I mean,
then you don't get to have fancy pizza unless you build a brick oven.
Don't put your oven over 500. Don't put your oven over 500. It will shatter the glass.
Also, your smoke detector might freak the fuck out because there's too much heat coming from your oven.
Nah, you just keep it closed.
If you ever open it, your smoke detector.
I think Ferrari actually makes a super hot pizza oven that you can put on your counter.
Oh.
It's Ferrari. You know, they're Italians. Of course they have.
Why would they make
a portable pizza oven?
I don't like the way you say Italian.
Yeah, maybe a little uncomfortable.
I don't like it at all.
My balls like kind of shriveled.
I don't like the way you said Italians.
Italian.
I don't know. Daryl, say it. You said Italians a second ago.
Yeah. No, so they have. You can buy it. It's really hot. It can make a pizza.
And he said it so condescendingly.
Of course, they got a pizza. Corey.
So the
football.
The game that Corey didn't get to watch.
Because of pizza, and I needed to know about this pizza situation.
It was delicious. The Cowboys finally won again. They beat the Eagles in division.
They defeated them. They won an away game.
They beat the Eagles. They beat the Eagles. The question now: both these teams are 4-5. Do either of these teams have a shot at the playoffs?
Well, the rest of the division is really bad, so yeah, sure.
The Redskins won.
We were hoping that the Bucks could squeeze a win out of them, but
not be fucked.
Was
all
not
right.
to be.
Was not.
The Redskins are 6-3. Oh, they're only like 2.
And we play them one more time, so we have one chance to bring them down. Not having a peg. An issue.
Yeah. I mean, if we don't.
All right, Nick, let's take a look at the schedule. All right, so.
They can't afford to lose the Washington.
They're playing the Falcons, who lost to the Browns, so that's winnable. They play the Redskins.
That's a winnable game.
So that is. They have to win that game.
They have to win that game.
That is Thanksgiving Day. So based on how that game goes, I will either be a very happy fat man. Or I will be a very unhappy man who needs to eat his pain.
And then they're going to play
fat
this
either way.
You can do it with some
Saints
delicious.
They're probably
going
to lose to. They play the Eagles.
That's
at
a
home.
Loss. Yeah. They can win that game.
They can
play
win
the Colts,
that one.
Who have been playing better lately.
They have a run game.
They play
again.
The Buccaneers, who are awful. And then they play the Giants to finish the season.
That's basically a free win if you're not garbage.
So really these next two
maybe
games.
Not.
Yeah, we'll decide whether or not they're going to have a chance.
Yeah. They have to beat Washington. They can't lose to Washington.
Well, first things first, they need to beat the Falcons.
I mean, they don't even necessarily have to beat the Falcons. They need to.
They
but they
need
have
to,
be.
To
beat
they
Washington.
Should. 100% they have to win against Washington.
Mm-hmm. 100%. There's still scenarios where they lose to the Falcons and can still make the playoffs if Washington loses.
100%. Yeah, they're not getting a wild card.
Washington, so I would say it's still possible.
As for the Eagles, I want you to listen to this, okay? I want you to listen to their next bit of scheduling, right? Upcoming weekend, they play at New Orleans.
Not happening.
Then the Giants, so that's a win. They're
free
against the Redskins. Yep. That's a possible loss.
They have to beat the Redskins as well.
They're at the Cowboys, mm-hmm. which is a tough place to win, as we know. Then they're at the Rams.
That's a loss.
That's a loss. And then they host the Texans.
That's intriguing. Probably a loss for the Eagles, I would say.
Which is something that we would have laughed at if we'd talked about in the first 3 weeks.
About 5 or 6 weeks ago.
So the Eagles have a tougher road to the playoffs than the Cowboys do. And they have an even tougher one because I believe... Oh, they've only played the Redskins once. They actually have to play them twice, by the way.
Yeah.
Still.
Oh.
So that's the other thing I forgot to mention. Their last game of the season is against the Redskins.
So the Eagles have to play the Redskins twice.
Right, and they've already lost to the Cowboys once, meaning that they need the second win against the Cowboys, basically.
Yeah, and they should. I mean, it'd be good for the Cowboys if the Eagles beat the Redskins too.
If
it depends.
Well, if the Redskins need to get less wins.
The Cowboys can beat the Eagles twice. They would have the tiebreaker over them.
Then it doesn't matter. The Eagles go ahead and beat the Redskins twice. I don't give a shit. That helps the Cowboys as far as the record situation, because if the Redskins keep winning, then the Cowboys
are
fucked
regardless. Nick, do you think that the Eagles are a one-season wonder?
No, I don't think so. I think they've just had a few extenuating circumstances this year.
I guess we'll find out.
Nick wants to believe
in Philadelphia no matter what.
No, I'm not believing in them. I just think Doug Peterson's a better coach than that. And I also think that Carson Wentz has been inconsistent this year.
I was just being a prick, Nick. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't believe you, Nick.
I believe you.
All right. Okay, well, whatever. So the next thing I have here on the docket are the Saints, who just beat the Bengals into the ground 51-14. Mm-hmm. Are they the best team in the NFL?
So who would you say is their competition, Nick?
Let's see. They did.
Rams.
The Rams.
They beat the Rams.
And the Chiefs.
So the Saints straight up beat the Rams.
They did. But they play. I would say they're better. Don't they play again, I believe?
Rams and Chiefs play this week,
Am I making that up?
Who?
No.
Why would the Rams play the Saints again?
You're right. I'm sorry. I was thinking
they're not in the same division.
I was thinking of the Rams and the Chiefs.
We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Rams and Chiefs
about their playing situation.
So the Chiefs lost to the Rams, right?
The Chiefs lost to the Rams. They lost to the Patriots.
They lost the Patriots.
Yeah, they lost. I'd say the Patriots are up there too, but the situation is
the Patriots won. They got their butts kicked by Tennessee, and two, they don't have a running back at the moment.
Do they ever really?
Well, right now, they just have a wide receiver who's kind of big as their running back.
They throw out whoever at the running back position, and it works out for them. I don't fucking know.
That's
magic.
Pretty true.
It doesn't matter. Tom Brady.
He looked pretty human this last week.
He's a mystical being.
Well, their defense hasn't been like the defense of old. So
they usually just throw that together with duct tape, too, and it works out. I don't understand what the fuck.
Although the Cowboys' two young linebackers had a really big game.
Oh, man. I did not look at that. Jesus Christ. I didn't look at that. Titans beat the shit out of the Patriots.
Yeah, it was bad.
Does that make you feel better as a Cowboy?
That's rough.
I'm going to give you... I'm sorry. I was going to give you a quick example just of the Saints' season. They lost the opener 48-40 to the Buccaneers. And everyone was like, what the hell? And that was the start of the Ryan Fitzpatrick looking cool era for three games. And then.
Real games, baby.
Yeah. And so then they struggled against the Browns in week two, which they won 21-18. And at that point, in my mind, for some reason, I had written them off. I was like, there's no way. They went toe to toe with the Falcons. And then they kicked the crap out of the Giants. And they kicked the crap out of the Redskins. They barely beat the Ravens. They beat the Vikings. They beat the Rams. And then they kicked the shit out of the Bengals.
So they found their stride.
They have hit their stride. Drew Brees is a god among men.
And what school did he go to, Nick?
He went to Purdue.
All about what school he went to. Oh yeah, it's true. It's not what we were talking about.
He also went
to
is
that
school.
True, Nick? Okay, that's right.
Right.
No,
yeah,
I remember
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right here in Austin, Texas.
So I'd say what were we talking about? Oh, the best team in the NFL. So it's either KC, the Rams, or the Saints. And the Saints beat the Rams.
I think the Rams have a better defense overall, though.
I feel like that game could
The Saints defense could have gone the other not way. Great. They've been great. Okay.
They've been playing pretty well lately. I might think it's Kansas City. But I don't know. Kansas City's going to play the Rams this week, right?
Yeah, yep. It's the Monday night football
game.
It's
not going to be in Mexico City.
And the Kansas City will not be playing the Saints at all, so
that might be the one good Monday night football game of the year.
And it was going to be in Mexico.
Ciudad de Mexico. Now it's not. It's going to be in LA.
And now it's not.
Which is practically Ciudad de Mexico.
So
no, I'm kidding.
No.
Not quite.
Okay, next up here on the docket, the Browns are now at 3 wins, and there are 6 games left in the season.
Oh, Nick, do you think they can win half their games?
Yes, I do. I stand
by. Nick, we'll give you one last chance to back away.
6 games.
Funsies.
No, they're going to play the Bengals. That is a winnable game.
Bengals twice.
Those are 2 winnable games.
And then we got the Texans.
That is a winnable game, but they probably won't win it.
The Panthers.
They will win that game.
The Broncos.
They will win that game.
And the Ravens.
I said last week they were going to win that game. I don't know if that's the case anymore. But
so actually, they don't have that really tough of a schedule.
No, the Bengals are 5-4. They're still good, and Andy Dalton could have an Andy Dalton week where he bounces back. The Texans are good. That could go either way. Cam Newton and the Panthers do what Cam Panther does every year.
Cam Panther.
One of the best quarterbacks in the league. Cam Panther.
The Broncos are bad. That's a win.
Broncos are bad.
Again, the Bengals. And then the Ravens are not great.
They are not, no.
So, and they already beat them once.
You know, I'm actually rooting for the Bengals against the Browns because I just read this, and Marvin Lewis said Hugh Jackson will be helping on game days with the players and defensive coaches. 2 of those games are against the Browns.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Browns fired Hugh
What's
Jackson.
What's the point of firing a football coach in the middle of the season?
Could to be pricks.
I hope it does bite him in the ass.
See?
Nick, I'm going to stand by that. I don't think the Browns are going to win 6 games.
6 games. It's happening.
Because the Browns are still the Browns, Nick, and they're going to be bad.
Yep.
Did you see the combination of Nick Chubb and Baker Mayfield this past week? They look great. Nick Chubb, their running back,
No,
by
Nick
the way.
Talking about
No,
you
said Baker Mayfield, so I'm going to say
That's
no.
That's his nickname for him.
Yeah, Nick Chubb.
That's my nickname for myself.
He calls his junk Nick Chubb.
What up, Chubb?
I'm
Nick and
God.
Chubb.
Wait, let me go look at this.
Get away from
I
me.
Said their schedule wasn't that hard, but I lied. Panthers are like 6-3. It's not like they're a bad team. Bengals are 5-4.
The Ravens and the Pepper.
The Ravens? The Ravens are bad.
The Ravens, the Texans. Oh,
the Ravens. Ravens are probably the worst team they're playing. So.
No, it's the Broncos, dude.
Oh, are the Broncos real bad, too?
The Broncos are bad.
So they could beat, let's say they beat the Broncos and the Ravens. They still don't have 6 wins.
They're going to beat the Bengals once.
Once, okay. All right, Nick, that's your 6 wins?
6 wins.
Broncos, Ravens, Bengals once. All right.
I hope it's more than that, but I'll take them.
They're not. There's no
Does anyone...
You never know, dude. They're getting better. They're getting
it's actually,
better.
It's actually kind of likely they'll get 6 wins, but
Nick, it's getting better. Let's.
Is anyone else dragging ass because of switching off from daylight savings time?
Yeah, but I'm also dragging ass from Extra Life. Ugh.
Not anymore. No, I mean,
my body still wants to wake up early. Like,
well, my body never wants to wake up early, Daryl. So
my body is like 6 o'clock in the morning, but my body's like, no, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. You're going to be late to work. Get up. Like, no, I went to bed at 11:30.
I was like that for about 2 days, and I just turned that shit off.
My body is in tuned with my work schedule. Yep.
Your internal clock?
The man has broken me, Corey. I work on the man's time now.
Daryl, what if we just had permanent daylight savings time? No fallback bullshit.
Do y'all have any more dumb sports sayings at the top
see.
Of your head?
Let's see what this. This is. JR used to always say when a match was really bad. He used to say when a match was really bad, he would always go, "I'm sorry, folks, this isn't going to be a scientific match, or this is going to be bowling shoe ugly."
Yeah, bowling shoe ugly.
That's pretty good.
I like another stupid sports thing. When they say, "Oh yeah," when people say it's a physical football team,
shoe ugly,
as if
I love that
teams,
shit.
You know, just use their mind powers to tackle you. I don't know, really.
Does physical. The phrase "pay dirt" bother you?
You hit pay dirt. What the hell is pay dirt?
Use it in context, Nick.
What does that even mean?
I
understand the saying. Yeah, I understand that. What is pay dirt?
Pay dirt is ground containing ore in sufficient quantity to be profitably extracted.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like mining.
Like when you're gold, and you just.
Is that a thing people still say though?
Ever seen Gold Rush?
Yes, it is.
That's.
Or ever seen that?
That's a stupid saying.
They say it a lot in football. High school football, I remember. The guy who used to
mine
gold
anymore, really.
That I was on used to say pay dirt.
Oh.
I don't
know
like
what show
it.
Used to be fun was that UConn gold rush. Because all the people were so bad at gold mining.
Oh, they're trying to
get
gold out of
it. They were all so bad, they like just lost all their money because they have no idea.
It's like you buy all these expensive machines and then you don't get anything.
Find
little pebbles.
Having done that.
Tiny dust.
I will tell you that sucks ass.
Gold mining?
Yeah. I paid money to do it in Alaska because my wife thought it would
be
fun.
I bet you didn't get anything out of it.
No, I didn't get a goddamn thing. In fact, they were like,
for gold.
They're like, oh, look, we guarantee one is in here. And like everyone leaves with one. I couldn't get it.
Except
for me, because I was like, this is a ripoff, so I think he stuck it to his finger and sucked it out.
Jesus Christ.
Little ass hat.
And I love vacations where you pay to do manual labor.
I know.
Let's go pick apples. Screw you. You pay me to pick apples.
Yeah, F you. How about I just eat the fucking apple and not worry about it? What if you just gave me an apple you picked earlier?
Oh, okay. I thought of another one. Rising like a phoenix. I hate that phrase.
Oh, you don't like phoenixes?
Oh, it's fine, but sometimes they use it incorrectly. Like, one time I heard them talk about, like, LeBron James rises like a phoenix. It's like, no, that's not what that means.
LeBron James
died? Just like when he's, like, going up for a dunk. It's like, no, that's
was
not.
Reborn?
That's no. not. No, that's not what it means.
He died and was reborn? Beautiful. Yes. I love it. That's a stupid saying.
Probably the most famous stupid sports saying is Rip City.
Rip City.
Oh, I forgot about Rip City. It's already dead again.
Well, it originated because there was a big play in the... This was back in like the late 70s when the Bill Walton era Portland Trailblazers.
This
is the real story.
All right.
So the real story is that there was a big play He was like, "Oh yeah!" It was like Rip City. All right, like didn't mean anything. He just said it.
Oh,
because it's Bill Walton, guys. Bill Walton
just says things.
Is one of the like he's either the dumbest human or he's high all the time.
Oh yeah,
it could be a combo. I'm not sure, bro. One time they played a game in China, and he talked about how great China was, like, for the entire broadcast. Oh, my friends took me around the other day and showed me the pit where they kept the slaves.
China's one of the longest and greatest civilizations ever. It's like the Chinese Communist Party guy was sitting right next to him.
Just, like, fed him this information. And
reading him verbatim. My fake story that I like to troll people with for Rip City. I was like, all right, it was during those NBA finals with Bill Walton, the Trailblazers, and he was backing up the defender, and he turned his head and said, "Welcome to Rip City, asshole." And then he ripped a nasty fart, and the guy fell back, and he scored.
That's a way better story.
I actually like that a lot
just
better.
Just the announcer just saying, Rip City, all right, yeah, guys.
Welcome to Rip City. Yes.
I hate Clutch City.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that term.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's what they called Houston.
Oh, yeah,
right. Clutch as fuck. They won two championships.
Super clutch, bro.
They won two championships because Michael Jordan took a break.
That's a good point.
And that is the only reason.
Hey, they won championships. Yeah. That's the important part.
Anyway, speaking of the Houston Rockets, do you want to go to the NBA, Nick, or did you want to make any picks? All right, let's talk about the NBA. Houston, the NBA. Houston
is
Rockets
exactly where we were
are in the news.
Perfect transition. Later.
Yeah,
they are indeed. I remember earlier this year when they acquired Carmelo Anthony. They lost Trevor Ariza, but they acquired Carmelo Anthony, and people and Houston fans were like, "If you thought we were good before, we're gonna be great now." Like, well, Trevor Ariza could play offense and defense. Two things that Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, well, cold blood.
They not have enough. They not have enough money for Trevor Ariza or what? What happened there?
I just didn't resign him. I guess not.
I think they had to resign Clint Capella.
He may have just gone.
Oh,
I think it was a money issue.
Must have been a money
issue. So, Carmelo was like sick. And sat out a game or two. And then apparently his representation started looking for other teams' information. And now it sounds like the Houston front office is going to waive him. So this whole thing, which has been a disaster, by the way, like he's... Even his career average is way higher than what he's getting this year. Was he averaging like 13 or something?
Yeah,
game?
It's not good. He's had three games where he scored over 20, and then he's also had games where he scored 2 and 8 and 9 and 7 and 9 and 8.
It's amazing.
And some of his field goal percentage. In those games, his field goal percentage was 0.091, 0.33, 0.16, 0.375, 0.30. So those are bad shooting percentages, in case you don't know. His three-point percentage is under 33%, so that's not great.
Not great. So, I think Carmelo He just completely dropped. I feel like since he left Denver, his career just kind of took a bit of a dive. Like, sure, he was the guy in New York. But who cares? New York Knicks haven't been good in ages.
If a tree catches fire in the middle of New York City and nobody sees it, does it still make smoke?
Apparently, he could have his veterans minimum of $2.4 million claimed on waivers.
Yep.
He could become a free agent.
So, yeah, it really went downhill. It was really, yeah, somebody he was having saying, a really great, they had the great lineup with Chauncey Billups and Carmelo Anthony. They got to the Western Conference Finals. He was like, no, man, Denver's not a big enough stage for me. And then he went to New York with Amari Stoudemire. And, yeah, and then, no, it did nothing.
Amari Stoudemire was only good with D'Antoni.
Oh, also, remember him and D'Antoni didn't like each other when D'Antoni was the coach.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Which is convenient since D'Antoni is also the coach at Houston. They claimed that they would put aside their differences.
Oh, he.
Yeah.
Him and Carmelo?
Obviously, it didn't look like it worked terribly well.
No. Well, here's the thing about Carmelo. He's not about risking his body, and he's not as good of a sharpshooter as he used to be. And he never played defense. Never played defense. It's been a constant struggle in his entire career.
He's a volume shooter. All right. Now.
Next up in the...
This is my one of my favorite euphemisms in basketball.
Volume shooter means you don't make as many shots.
Takes a lot of shots. And every once in a while, he'll get hot and he'll make
score his points.
He's going to take a lot of shots, whether he's making them or not. All right.
Exactly.
Next on the docket.
All right. Let's talk about the Golden State Warriors. Kevin Durant and Draymond Green. Usually, these are the two douchebags that keep each other in check. And I say that because Draymond Green is known throughout the NBA as a bit of a loudmouth asshole. And Kevin Durant, while people used to think he was a bit of a sweetheart, kind of a loudmouth asshole now. So these two are usually the guys who are like, hey, man, it's all right. Just calm down. It's going to be all right. But apparently, Monday night, they ended up exchanging heated words on the bench at the end of regulation during a loss to the Clippers in overtime. So Durant finished with a triple-double. And if you don't know what a triple-double is, that's when you fill out three of the stat columns with double digits, right? So it's like you scored 33 points, you grabbed 11 rebounds, and you had 10 assists. So Green has the ball, like he gets it on like a rebound, and he just hauls balls up the court, and Durant's trailing. And Durant's like, give me the fucking ball. And Green's like, nah. And he keeps going. And he gets the ball knocked away before he could do anything with it. And then, you know, the other team comes back and gets the possession back. So television cameras end up catching Durant and Green exchanging words on the bench as they try to be calmed by their teammates before the start of overtime. Neither player addressed the media after the game. But veteran point guard Sean Livingston downplayed the heated exchange, saying it's just team spirit. God, team spirit. Guys wanted a different outcome than what happened.
Just like when Dez Bryant and Greg Hardy used to yell at each other on the sidelines and the Cowboys. It was just team spirit.
Just team spirit. They don't hate each other at all. I think it's a sign of Durant probably leaving.
Yeah. And this year, Durant and Draymond Green are both free agents. And
salty.
Do you think anyone else would take Draymond Green?
I mean,
God, I hate Draymond Green.
Someone paid Lance Stevenson a lot of money. I mean, the New Orleans Pelicans paid Lance Stevenson a lot of money. By the way, Draymond Green, if you don't know, is a power forward. He's not the person you want to be dribbling the ball coast to coast up the court.
It's true. Not exactly known as
you saw that when he
handler.
Fell to the ground from the three-point line without being able to get a shot.
Yeah, it's true. He did but, fall down.
Yes. What's his name? The Spurs commentator, Sean Elliott, has a phrase for that. It's called Tragic Johnson. When power forwards dribble up the court like that.
Tragic Johnson.
And oh, yeah.
Which is actually one of my favorite sports sayings.
And if you remember, Tragic Nick, I can't Johnson. Remember who said it. I can't remember if it was JaVale McGee or someone else. Oh, no, or is it David West? I can't remember. But they were talking about how after they won the championship at the end of last season that Steve Kerr deserved a lot of credit because there was a lot of stuff going on that people outside didn't realize was going on. That sounds like David West.
Sounds like a David West
thing. And so maybe this is that what they were hiding pretty well last season, starting to spill out this season. Yeah.
That they hate each other. Maybe.
And they're both, like you said, they're both free agents. So, you know, you gotta think if you're the Warriors, you know, if you coddle Draymond Green, is that going to scare Durant away? If you
piss
coddle
off
Durant too much, is that going to scare Draymond Green away? Or if you try to play both of them, they think that, oh, they're just trying to play us. And then neither of them stay.
And both leave. Yeah.
You think the super team's going
to
break up?
Draymond Green says he wants max money. He took a pay cut for Kevin Durant to have the spot for Kevin Durant to make more money than him. I don't think he's going to take another pay cut so Kevin Durant can make more money.
I mean, DeMarcus Cousins came for no money. What's his name?
They want championship rings, apparently.
What's his name? The other splash.
Clay Anthony.
Clay Thompson. Clay Thompson has been amazing of late, and I feel like he's going to take big money somewhere.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Well, Durant, they gave Steph Curry a max contract, right? I'm not taking a pay cut so someone else can have a max contract. F that.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
Somebody who's injury prone that we all forgot about
money,
for
baby.
A time.
Didn't he miss like 30 games last season? It was like a lot of games.
Did he really?
Was that many?
But I think they were 17-14 with him out. So that'd be almost 30 games.
All right. Maybe Kevin Durant can come to San Antonio this time, like we hoped last time.
Oh, that includes the playoffs, too. Remember, he missed the first couple rounds of the playoffs.
I wouldn't be surprised if he eventually went back to Oklahoma.
To play with his boy. Russ.
No, it will be after Russell Westbrook has moved on.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think he'll pull like a LeBron-style thing.
Why would he go to Oklahoma? Back to Oklahoma City?
To go back to the team that he first started with. That was a loyal team, a loyal franchise.
I fucking hate that shit.
Why? If you go back to your original team and at least throw him
And then after that contract, he can go to the Lakers. Yeah.
But Nick,
follow LeBron.
I don't think Kawhi Leonard's going to leave Toronto now.
Because
you don't think so?
Yeah, and no, if he does go, he's going to go to the Clippers. He's not going to go to the Lakers.
He likes being
if he hurts his
wee
ankle and bees a bitch again, and then he'll get angry at that team, and then he can leave there.
One, he likes being the guy.
Christ.
Two, he likes being the team to beat in the East. And three, they're basically a shoo-in for the finals.
And also, if you look, players don't see, Kyrie Irving, he was happy to leave being in a star player next to LeBron. So it may be does he really want to do that? Because it's one of those things. I think some people pointed out the last playoffs. If you're with LeBron and the team's doing well, it's all about LeBron. And if their team on LeBron with LeBron and the team's doing bad, it's because you're not helping LeBron enough. You never get credit when it's good, and you get all the blame when it's bad.
I mean, I think at some point soon, Kawhi Leonard will you know, be a better player than LeBron.
I think it's already happening. Already might be.
Be like, you know,
he is
more
a better
important than LeBron to the team.
All around game than LeBron. Like, he doesn't get to the basket like LeBron does, but he is a better
and he's not
jump
the
shooter than LeBron.
Athletic freak of nature that LeBron is. Being 6'9", 260 or however,
that's true.
Whatever his stats are.
But he is strong, and he's got freakishly long arms, so he's really
good
for defense.
He does have
weirdly
long arms.
Oh my God, I can't believe Vince Carter.
He just likes
still
playing the game.
Still playing.
He loves playing the game of basketball, and I admire the hell out of him for that.
You can still play.
Admire the hell out of him for that. Sorry, I just flipped on the Golden State Atlanta game.
That Draymond Green is suspended.
And
for.
Then.
Yep.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Because he's a douchebag. Sorry, I shouldn't say such things on a sports podcast, but I just really don't like Draymond Green.
I mean, you can say whatever you want on our podcast.
Next up in the NBA, Jimmy Butler found a new home in Philadelphia.
Of course he did. Yep. Because everyone who doesn't want to play for their team anymore can just demand a trade, and they get it. That's what happened.
Yeah, I don't. Okay, so. Here's the thing. While I respect a player getting the money that he is owed or due, I don't respect a guy who's like not willing to play in a place because he thinks he's too big for it.
Yeah.
I don't like that idea of like a guy going somewhere and being like, oh man, this team was nice enough to A, draft me, or B, trade for me.
And
the fan base
a,
here would treat me well.
You want to be a prick? Like, oh, I want to be traded. I'm not going to re-sign after this year.
Yep.
Trade me. Yep. You can just demand that. That's pretty shitty. I mean, I guess it'd be worse if the owners just kind of use them.
Oh, that
like, you
really
can't
happened.
Leave, fuck off.
Yeah, that really
have
that
to
happened
play
in
kind
the
of
NFL
thing.
With the stupid franchise tag.
Yeah, oh, the, so, well, the franchise tag
know.
Is also bullshit.
I don't like either of those things, but I guess there's really no loyalty, per se.
The franchise tag is also
I'm actually
bullshit.
Happy that franchise tag. Le'Veon Bell didn't cave in.
He's still he's good losing money. He's losing fuck but tons of money.
I'm not playing.
He is.
I'm not, cause what, and then what if he gets hurt? Like Earl Thomas, right? He's a team player and then gets hurt.
Yeah.
And then screws him over.
Got hurt instantly.
Screw you. If you're not going to pay me a contract, then I'm not playing for you. I would have.
Yeah, fuck yourself. I mean, Le'Veon Bell would get paid a lot of money.
Now, is
I guess
this
the franchise thing.
Is this the second year they were going to franchise him?
Yeah.
See, that's bullshit.
You shouldn't be able to do it
you
twice.
Can franchise a year. But if you pull that crap, like, didn't they do? Didn't the Redskins do that to Kirk Cousins
they did.
Like
they
3 years
the
straight?
Maximum number of years.
Yeah, it's 3 years.
I
they can do that
like,
for 3 years.
I always,
bullshit,
I had,
dude.
I had always assumed that the franchise tag was reserved for a year. And if you don't know what the franchise tag is, it's when a franchise a team has the opportunity to tag a player so that this player, let's say, can't go to another team. Basically, it's your way of keeping them, also keeping them for a lower amount of money.
Yeah.
Daryl, I can't remember. What's the limit of the payment
it's based off
based
the
on?
Top,
like, is
I think
it
the top just, 10 people in the position. Or the top 5, I think. I can't remember.
Okay.
But
okay, so it's dependent upon who you're franchising in the position.
Position.
Okay, and, yeah.
So, I was just going to say, so it's just one of those weird things that normally you'll do it for a season, right? Until you can, like, in some instances, you're like, look, I promise you, I'm going to get you a lot of money. You just have to wait this 1 year, and we just want to make sure that nobody else is going to offer you so that you, like, leave or something. And usually it's like a protective measure until you have either the funds to get that person to stay, or it's a way of holding it off long enough until they don't go to somebody who might be a threat to you, basically. It's you still having an opportunity to control it. And again, really before Kirk Cousins, I can't think of a time where it was used the max
on a
amount.
Quarterback.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Usually people
up.
Are willing to throw all the money at the
quarterbacks are huge commodities. Right.
Yeah, people love paying quarterbacks a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't like that players demand, like, oh, I'm not going to play to trade me kind of things. But I also don't like if owners are dickbags about it, too, like franchising NFL players or whatever. But I guess I'll side with the, you know, players that make millions of dollars as opposed to the owners who are fucking billionaires. So.
Yeah, the owners who make money off of other people's off bodies. Of
people getting hurt. And
then when it comes CBA times, like, oh, we're losing so much money. Oh, you guys have to give us all your money.
Oh, nobody's watching the NFL anymore. So gonna... ratings are down.
CBA being a collective bargaining agreement.
We don't fill up the stadium.
Well,
we
since
move
you guys
to LA,
kept kneeling, we're going to have to take a bigger chunk of the revenue.
Yeah, you're kneeling. This
look at the poor Chargers. Look at how bad they're doing in L.A. We have to support them. Oh, by support them, I mean we're going to take your money.
Yeah, my like, billions of dollars aren't increasing right this minute.
That was
I need more billions.
Stupid-ass decision to take the Chargers to the L.A.
And even though they're playing really well...
it's a stupid decision.
Nobody cares because L.A. doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't know why they decided that they needed, you know,
such is
two
LA.
Teams.
All right.
In LA.
Boys, it's time for one of our favorite segments. It is Quick Hits. I don't like the first one. We're not doing that one.
Great.
We'll do the second one, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, I love. Okay, so I'm not a huge fan of Deadspin.
Yeah, I mean,
I used to be
gold,
but like, so this article is about how the Raiders are just terrible. The Oakland Raiders are garbage. They're trash, and every single time they've used the exact same picture of John Gruden, who is their head coach, and every time they are deepening the color of the photo. And this one is like each one is progressively slightly more red. And
I love
this one,
this shit.
He's so red that he looks like a lobster. Lobsters don't get this red.
It's true.
It's just so amusing. They lost 20-6 to the Chargers. They're really, really bad.
This quote is pretty good.
This will be a year that a lot of us will never forget. Gruden says, it's painful. It is hard. It will be hard to sleep again. Hard to get up in the morning. The Raiders are 8-1, and that's we me. Think that the slogan for the Raiders should be, it will be hard to sleep again.
It's a good slogan for the Raiders.
They're very, very
don't worry, Nick. They're going to rebuild. This is rebuilding mode. If I were a player for them.
But they didn't need to rebuild. Like
they were
good. Fine.
You're fine. We got way worse.
Whatever.
If I were on that team, I would just wouldn't try it at all. Like, no. I'm not gonna get hurt. I'm not gonna get.
Derek. Poor Derek Carr. He's like so sad right now.
Yeah, his whole career seems like it's just shit now.
Apparently, like, they watched all this film, right? And they've seen teams scoring on a jet sweep against who they play?
The Chargers, yeah.
Chargers.
Past week, the Chargers, yeah.
And he said, we've seen multiple teams score on that play. They had trouble at first lining up to it, just like we saw on film. And as I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is going to walk in. And then it didn't.
Oh, my God.
Poor Derek Carr.
Poor Derek Carr. All right.
Oh, Jesus.
Next up on the list, sometimes in radio, you say insensitive things. And sometimes you say really stupid shit.
Oh, no.
Let's talk about Mike Francesa. Francesa? Francesa?
I don't know.
How do you say it, Daryl? Do you know? Isn't he like a he's like a former ref or something? So this guy, he does a show, and he was asked about his thoughts on the death of Stan Lee, who, as you know, was a huge impact in Marvel and in the comic book world, and like really telling all those stories, like, and like taking a different aspect of just superhero must go crush this. It was like flawed people, which mm-hmm. was a great take. And so his first response to finding out the news of it, because it happened while his show was going on, said, "Stan Lee? I don't know who he is." And he was informed that Lee was one of the creators of Marvel Comics. And then Francesa, whatever his damn name is, says, "Oh, who cares? I'm sorry. I'm not a comic book guy." "Oh, he created Spider-Man? Sorry. I never was a comic book reader as a kid. I apologize."
You could at least mm-hmm. give a canned response. Like, "Oh."
You could at least be like, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
This is a sad day for his fans."
I mean, I didn't read comics either. I still knew fucking Stan
Lee. Sad day for his fans, and yeah. All right, next call.
You're just going to shout out, "Who cares?"
Although it does remind me, Nick, you were one of our teachers. Who was it? I can't remember. Well, anyway, one of our teachers in high school, he was like an older guy. And no, it was a math guy. Yeah.
The statistics dude? Oh, yeah, yeah. What the hell was his name?
Okay, well, I subbed there for like a year before I got my teacher certificate. And we were just in the workroom just chatting, and then he was talking to someone else. And he said, like, "Oh..." So the two younger teachers were talking, like, "Oh, yeah, I remember where I was when Kurt Cobain died." And then they asked the old teacher, like, "Where were you when Kurt Cobain died?" "Oh, Kurt Cobain, yeah, I remember." Some kid was like, "Hey, teacher, did you hear that Kurt Cobain died?" And it was like, "Oh, what class period is he in?" Because if he's still on my roster, you know, I need to...
Oh, man. All right. Next up, Jared Goff, the quarterback for the LA Rams, called an audible knowing that the CBS mics would pick it up. And he's like, "Oh, man. It's so quiet right now. This is going to get on TV." The play was called Halle Berry.
Hell yeah.
The only question was she watching? Turns out she wasn't. But Twitter is where she was, is where she found out more about it. So she tweeted it. She's like, "Hold up, at Jared Goff, what is a Halle Berry in question mark?" Or in quotation marks, question. And he said, "Wait, hold on. She heard it?" And apparently he was very, very excited about this. And he went on to say, "It's my favorite play ever." So apparently all his teammates are now giving him shit because he's like taking his shot at Halle Berry. Because
Jared Goff wants to bang Halle Berry.
Jared Goff.
Because the quarterbacks will just yell something as just a filler as part of their, like
Omaha.
Yeah, Omaha. New 32, is a common,
you know, all these sort of just random things. They don't mean anything.
Omaha Steaks, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they're just screwing.
Yeah,
with
you're
the
just trying to, like, "Oh, wait." They're just saying a stupid.
Omaha, Halle Berry.
Sean McVay said she's a very attractive woman that players know, and it's related to the play. That's why it's called the Halle Berry. Apparently,
why is he sliding into some DMs in the play? I don't know.
Jared Goff's gonna try to get him.
Either way, I respect it. Game. Gotta respect worth a game, shot. Yo. Worth a shot. All right. Next up, Mike Gundy, everyone's favorite
man child.
Quote machine. Yeah, man child. Everyone's favorite mullet. So sometimes he says stuff that's profound. Like when he was talking about social media, he's like, "I don't give a shit what the social media thinks." And then he's like, he literally did the.
Oh, great!
And you know, he's the one who's famous for doing the "I'm a man, I'm 40. If you're gonna pick on anyone, you pick on me." Because somebody wrote like a scathing article about like the quarterback or something on his team. He was a kid, so he was very upset about that. But now he's coming in saying that, well, transfers are to be blamed on liberalism and the snowflake. He says that he thinks we live in a world where people are noncommittal, that we allow liberalism to say, hey, I can really just do what I want, and I don't have to be really tough and fight through it. You see that with young people because it's an option they're given. We weren't given that option when we were growing up. In the world today, there's a lot of entitlement. I'm a firm believer in the snowflake. I think it's sitting there. And I'm not talking about Thabo, who's the player. Thabo and I had multiple good talks. I'm talking about every millennial young person. Generation Z, I think is what they call them. It's the world we live in because if they say, well, it's a little bit hard, we say, okay, well, let's try something else. Hey, let's bear down and let's bear down and finish this and fight this. So you see a lot of that nowadays, and that doesn't have to anything to do with Thabo or McCleskey or anybody else that, you know, we were originally asking the question about. He goes, that's just general in society. Even if you're working down here at Walmart, your boss gets after you and tells you that you're not doing a good job. You may go home and cry and tell your mom, but your mom says it's okay. That's just kind of the facts of life. The world we live in today. Don't get me on politics.
You just get yourself on politics.
Yeah, he literally took himself mm-hmm. into that argument.
I think Mike Gundy. Let me translate this
for you. And, all right, if you sign a letter of intent, I own you forever, and you should do everything I say.
Yeah, that's Mike Gundy. You don't get to choose what you get to do, you little bitch. Also, I'm sorry that Mike Gundy was abused as a child and didn't get to make his own decisions.
Also, the specific mentioning of the names of, like, not to say anything about these two.
This particular person.
That's like the, oh, that guy, that guy's great. He's the salt of the fucking earth. But really, you know. And then going
and
on.
Is he equating himself to a boss at Walmart?
I mean, he looks like a boss at Walmart.
He sure does. I was going to say, maybe you should go work at Walmart, Mike Gundy, you piece of shit.
He's sporting a stupid ass.
It's going to help him on the...
It's really dumb. All right.
Yeah, because it's really bad to let people decide what they want to do.
Yeah. These coaches that will drop you in a heartbeat to go somewhere else.
Oh, what's that? You can't play anymore? Go fuck yourself.
There's an opening at Ohio State. Bye.
Oh.
Bye,
later,
kids.
Fucker.
I said I'd be here forever. Remember fucking...
Remember when I recruited you? Go fuck yourself. Later.
What's his name Lane in Tennessee? Kiffin? What a dickhead. Yeah, he ran away to USC where he sucked.
Oh, that perennial was a disastrous shit. 10 years. Nick, we have some breaking news from the NBA. Jeremy Lin has a normal haircut again. He was doing that thing where he like grows it really long up top and then just slicks it all the way back down to his neck. It looked awful.
This is the is called Stylist MacGuffins. We're hearing all about your cosmetology needs.
All right, boys. I'm
Daryl's here to judge people's haircuts.
I'm going
to
skip around a little bit on a couple of things here because
running short on time.
I like Mike Gundy, bro.
So
not a fan.
So here we go. A Titans fan was hospitalized after falling through an awning while reaching for a t-shirt. There's an important lesson to be learned when it comes to sports. And one is that no matter how comfortable that you may feel in a stadium, you are not safe. Not from your neighbors, not from the t-shirt cannon, and not from baseballs, certainly.
Man, I'll give you an example. Really went all out for that $2 t-shirt.
After all, it was a t-shirt cannon that killed Maude Flanders.
One time I got a t-shirt cannon t-shirt. Then I realized it was the same shirt that the people who picked up the trash cans were wearing. Yeah, the garbage, the garbage shirts. Like, oh, great. Thanks.
People, away for free. People fight over quality. Shirts. They fight over balls. If you're not paying attention, you get hit in the face with a baseball.
I will say, Nick, people love free
and
shit.
By the way, if you capture really a t-shirt, cannon shirt, and some little puke kid tries to guilt you into giving it to him, no.
That's different than a baseball. Because
those shirts are horrible anyways.
That is different than a baseball. I have never once ended up with a t-shirt from a cannon. I have ended up with many baseballs.
I've gotten one t-shirt from a cannon, and there was a kid standing behind me, and I just leaped up, grabbed it, and I just sat down and kept my eyes forward. I didn't even give him the chance.
That's the thing. You never look at them.
He was like 9 years old. It was an adult extra large shirt, all right?
Besides, if it hit him, it would have killed him. You saved his life. You earned that t-shirt. Right?
You wouldn't understand.
At least you didn't fall through an awning, I guess.
So, this dude, the good news is he's been upgraded to stable. So, making fun of him is okay now.
Okay, good.
The Nashville Fire Department spokesperson confirmed that Thomas Carrico Jr., fell from his seat in the lower bowl onto the concrete of the home team's player's tunnel, though they declined to elaborate what injuries he suffered.
That sucks.
Local police say that Carrico was reaching for a t-shirt that landed on the awning during a third quarter t-shirt toss when he lost his balance and tumbled through the awning. So he wasn't even going for a live one. It was just sitting there on the awning. Like, I've been standing in the stands I've gone to football games when I've been sick, and I've been like, oh, man, I'm swaying really bad. And if I lost my footing, I'd probably take a bunch of people with me, because we used to sit in the upper bowl area.
Yeah.
And, like, it's pretty steep. So if you hit the person in front of you, and they hit the person in front of them, and built up enough speed and, like, a domino effect, you'd probably kill a couple of people.
Great. Don't do that.
No, you shouldn't do it. I'm just saying it's a possibility. But it's just like, it's scary. You got to be careful in situations like that.
It's true.
Yeah, you got to be careful with stuff like that. And finally, we'll end with this one. Tom Brady. Why does his offensive coordinator hate him so much?
Good question.
Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots, for some reason has really taken to doing this trick play where they give the ball to like a running back or a wide receiver and have Tom Brady run out wide. They ran it in the Super Bowl. It didn't work. And they ran it this past weekend against the Titans. And Brady, as soon as he caught it, started to stumble as if he had stepped on a cat's tail and the cat had freaked out and he started to... By the way, a dude was closing on him, but nobody was within the area close to him at first. And if he had stayed upright, he probably gets the first down.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, he tumbles like a big, clumsy old white man.
Yeah, he does know... Tom Brady's old as shit, right?
Like, yeah, but he could never run. Like, he's never been able to run.
He is not a runner.
He is not athletic.
That's why it's so unexpected, Nick, and why he was open.
I'm watching it on repeat here. Just how he can't even take a step. I'm surprised he managed to hold on to the football, to be honest with you. It was pretty bad.
It's like they want Tom Brady to get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, they're like, I guess, trying anything. It's already 27-10. It's early in the fourth quarter. I don't know if you think this is going to help you or if you're just an idiot or if you just want to teach. And maybe Tom backtalked you a little bit and you were like, you know what, fucker? You're going for a run. Nope. And run, he didn't. He stumble bumping.
Yeah, tell me about your TB12 method again now, you dipshit.
Good lord.
And that does it for quick hits. All right, real quick before we get out of here. So we talked about the weekend that was. We looked ahead. And we've been talking about our least favorite sports sayings or slogans or whatever. They're all really dumb. And I'm trying to think of some other ones. There are several that, like, that are just dumb. Like, obviously, we talked about it a little bit. Tickle the Twine is one of my least favorites. I hate it. I hate that one. Nothing But the Bottom of the Net doesn't bother me as much.
I mean, that really...
Like, Swish is cool. I actually like Bang. Bang's Kevin a good Harlan one.
Likes to use that.
To describe what exactly?
Like a shot.
Yeah, Kevin Harlan.
Okay.
Like a shot that's made it. That's what's his name's... oh, God.
Marv?
No, it's the dude on ESPN.
Breen.
Yeah, Mike Breen.
Bang, yeah, that's right. Mike Breen, not Kevin Harlan.
Of course. Bang.
Bang. Okay.
It's good. It's an exciting call. I like it. It's a good way to go. There's a guy that we listen to who's the San Antonio Spurs announcer. And he does a bunch of different ones. Like, for three-pointers, he does a bunch of different ones. Like, for Manu Ginobili, he'd be like, that's a Manu Trace. For Tony Parker, who was French, he'd say Trey Bien. Danny Green was Green Got It. Kawhi Leonard was Kawhi Not. Patty Mills, Good Day, Mate.
Oh, man, all one of those are dead.
Let's see here. Marco Bellinelli was Magnifico. Or Magnifico.
How do you feel about... What does he do now Bellinelli's that all those people back aren't on the team anymore?
Yeah, Marco is back.
Two of those people are now on the team. And
Patty's back. I don't know what he does for DeMar.
Yeah, well, did he make one up for DeMar?
The Spurs have a nice, tough stretch coming up, so they may be dead in 2 weeks, so we'll see.
You know, they're also...
How are they doing?
They're 7-5.
Not great.
Better than the Rockets. Like
six, winning record. Six and pretty good. Rockets are
it's
real
better
bad.
Better than the Rockets. It's better than the Rockets. Let's see here.
Sports things.
How do you feel about breadbasket?
Right here in the breadbasket?
No.
It's an odd phrase, right? Because really, why would you have a breadbasket right there in the center?
I think that's where your bread goes when you eat it.
I don't know.
It doesn't stop.
No, it probably goes to your stomach like everything else.
Breadbasket isn't like your chest, isn't like your... It's not like your rib cage. Your breadbasket's your gut.
Yeah, so
it doesn't
make
any sense
to say breadbasket, what you're saying.
You know what I hate in sports is if a dude gets racked.
So it makes no sense.
If a dude gets racked, they never say, like, oh, he got hit right in the nuts. Or, like, you know, he got racked or anything. They're always
they should say he got hit in the giblets.
Like, oh, any man out there knows how that feels.
Yeah.
And you're like, he's talking about getting hit in the dick.
Yeah, smacked in the ball sack.
Manu Ginobili got hit in the dick so hard he had to have emergency surgery.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what was it? Like, testicular torsion or something?
Torsion? Ugh.
I don't remember who it was. I think maybe it was Amari Stoudemire. Maybe. I don't know. But he got it in the nuts real bad. And he had to have surgery. Emergency surgery to save his nuts.
To untorsion his testicles. That sounds awful, testicular torsion.
Ah, oh, God, I'm trying to...
I'm blanking. I know there's something in football that they just say it, like, constantly. Just when football people say football all the time. Like, made a football move when he grabbed the football. You know, he's a real football player. That was a real football.
Oh my god! You're already calling. You're already talking about the sport. You're fucking. You don't need to say the name of the sport
football.
Repeatedly.
He's a football player. He's got that football mentality. And
what if they did that for like basketball, Daryl? Would you get annoyed?
He's a real basketball player.
He's a real basketball player. Look at that basketball shot.
He really knows how to basketball. Oh, that's the other thing.
He really knows how to dribble the... Actually, I do say dribble the basketball. Never mind.
Actually, that's a golf shot is the dumbest sports phrase.
Who says that?
It's I guess it used to be an older saying. It's not around quite as much, but it used
to be
older.
There was a guy that said that's a useful shot. And
there's a golf shot. That's a golf
for
shot.
For a golf. Like, I just remember that as a golf announcer. It was like, that's a useful shot. And it was some, like, British or Irish dude. I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
It's like, no shit, it's a golf shot. It's a golf ball that just got hit.
That's, I mean, if it's like a good shot, you probably said that's a golf shot.
How do you feel about...
implying if you hit a shitty shot, you're not hitting golf shots, you're hitting garbage.
How do you feel about basketball commentators referring it to as the association?
That's fine. It's the NBA. I get it.
They call the NBA the association?
It's the National Basketball Association.
Yeah, but they just call it the association.
Like, association with a score update or whatever, you know, something like that.
I like it because sometimes people refer to the NBA as a league, and it's like, it's not really a league. It's
The National Basketball League.
The World Series bothers me.
You don't like the name World Series?
Because it has nothing to do with
the
world?
The best baseball players in the world, Nick.
Okay.
Yeah, they steal all the best players from Japan and like the Dominican Republic.
The NBA has the best players in the world. It's still the National Basketball
Association. But it's called a world championship.
It is called the World Championship.
You got
in America, and I think they can do that since America stomps ass all over the FIBA basketball tournaments.
Oh yeah, I like that one time where they didn't.
That's when Tim Duncan swore off international basketball forever.
Yeah, because he hated
Manu Ginobili showed them who was the best.
Oh man, Manu was great.
That was a great time.
You know what I don't like is the Americans having to have these god dang stupid names. Like the Dream Team. The Redeem Team.
That's when they played the World Championship, so it wasn't at the Olympics. So like LeBron and them didn't care. So they sent a young Kevin Durant and some other people. And they still
won
anyway.
Shit, yeah. it's pretty normal.
There's basically no one left. All the golden generations in Europe and South America were all at the same time. So right now there's really no country because the Gasol brothers are getting old, so Spain's going to drop off.
Oh, that's true.
That's a good point.
Anyway, enough about international basketball.
Yeah, I don't
know. Which is something only I enjoy.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, at least...
No, I
guess baseball likes to contend that they're the only, you know, big league of baseball because they're major league baseball. They're the only ones that matter, Nick. That's why they have the World Series.
Well,
they treat Japan and the other countries as though they're like the minor leagues.
Well, they
get players from there because they think very highly of themselves.
Money-wise, I suppose that's true.
I mean, they do make a lot of fucking money.
Well, let us know what you think. Comment here on the Podomatic page if you're listening to this on Google Podcasts or iTunes. Be sure to visit our Podomatic page where you can leave comments or feedback. Let us know which is your least favorite sports saying or the ones that you hate the most. Also, if you're a fan of this, please tell your friends. Share it around. Let them get a listen to it. We want to be able to share this because it's not just about the sports themselves. It's about life and stupid life stories like ours.
We have pretty stupid lives.
And, you know, we have pretty stupid lives and pretty stupid life stories.
Jesus Christ.
Just for you. So that's going to do it for us. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see if we can't think of more for next time. I feel like I had a bunch in mind at the start of the show and then completely forgot.
Very good.
Such is life.
As they say in French, omelette du fromage.
That is about making omelets. I remember Dexter's Lab.
I don't think
Lab.
That has anything to do with anything.
I remember Dexter's Lab, God damn it. That's the only thing you can say.
Say la vie. There you go.
Say la vie. My friends, thank you for listening. Yep.
Stay hydrated.
See you next time. Bye.
But, yeah, it's important.
Yep, just because it's cold doesn't mean you don't need your fluids, people.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.